Blog Talk Radio.
Majate. I have my co-host Jim James, Adisa, and Andre on the line. Good evening.
Hello, 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 hello.
What
hey, everybody. How y'all doing? I missed y'all last week.
We missed you too, little honey bun. We ain't getting no trouble. We promise we didn't.
Y'all didn't? Yeah, okay. I believe you.
I don't think so. I don't think so. We was just here. We were just working.
Hello?
Yep. We're here. What in the world? We playing? Really?
That was me.
Why?
Of course it was you.
I just want to go on the record and say that Dre is the most ignorant person that I have ever met in my life.
Exactly.
Me on Facebook dying. I can't. But Taylor, I'm just like, I can't even like eat or drink without, if I'm scrolling on Facebook when he got something, because he always got something ignorant on there. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You act like that's not no truth. You're special. You are
with
special. Okay.
always doing something, always talking about somebody.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take
hey,
me
don't
nowhere.
Hate me, don't hate me because y'all Facebook pages ain't jumping.
Great. Are you serious?
I'm going to be jumping. That's why, you was,
that's why you was almost about to have to turn your heat on.
I know.
I am not cutting that heat on after we just had 80-degree weather and all this crap. Nah.
This ninja was sitting on Facebook looking like an Eskimo. He was cold.
Eskimo drink. That's your new name. But tonight, ladybugs and gents, we are talking about relationship privacy. Is there such thing as it? Are we going through phones and whatnot? Yeah, so that's what we're going to talk about. Yeah. Ain't no disclaimer. We're just going to talk about it. It's you do it or you don't. I don't know.
You got to put the other disclaimer out there.
Which one?
That we cuss, that we act like we don't have no home training, and then we drink alcohol on the air.
Well, there you go. You got it. You did it. You did
it. Oh, goodness.
Because as I take a sip of my wine,
me too, girl.
Okay, so let's talk about where this came from. So, sitting having a conversation with the man in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
If you've listened to us before, you know that the man in the suit is my kryptonite in the world.
Girl,
I can't focus. I'm sitting there listening and like, okay, I can't say nothing because I'm just listening. We're having a conversation and with
mm-hmm.
and the conversation came up of asking your mate to see their phone. You know? And I had an opinion about it, to the point of, you know, like it's just opinion. But his thought process was, if I'm getting ready to put a ring on you, why can't I go through your phone? So, you know, so let's start from there. Would this be the reason you would want to go through somebody's phone because you're getting ready to take that step with them and you want to know what's in their phone?
For me, no. I mean, I just feel like this. Like, I don't think that you should be like, now, I feel suspicious if you, like, putting your phone side, you know, putting your phone down on, you know, not right side up, you know what I'm saying? And you feel like you're just trying to, like, you hiding things. But there, I mean, when you're in a relationship, whether you're going to be married or not, you have to have some type of privacy, you know what I'm saying, period. And there has to be trust in the relationship. So if I trust you enough to where I'm going to marry you, you know what I'm saying, then I should trust that you're not going to do anything that you're not supposed to be doing, you know? And I have to trust that and believe and have faith in you that no matter if I'm looking at your phone or looking at your emails, that you're not going to send anything inappropriate to someone else, you know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing because I feel like this. If you got to go through my phone and you got to see my phone, then you don't trust me. You should trust me enough to know that I got you and I'm not going to do anything that's going to put the relationship in jeopardy. I just, you know, that's my opinion on the whole situation. I ain't got time for that because then if you go looking for stuff, you might see something that you don't necessarily like. You know what I'm saying? And it may be innocent, but as women sometimes, it could be the innocent, most innocent thing ever, but because of how we are, you know what I mean? You may see something in your man's phone and you'd be like, well, why are you texting her and saying that's for her? You know what I'm saying? Or why are you doing? No. I don't even want to be bothered with all that. If I trust you, I trust you. I'm trusting you enough to make you my. You're making me your wife, and I'm going to have your last name, and I'm going to stand before my friends and family and God and pledge my love and lifelong loyalty to you. So, therefore, we don't need all the rest of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. Oh, believe me, I get it. We're gonna circle back around to me later. We're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I understand that completely. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I say with me, I learned my lesson the hard way. I'm not going through nothing. I'm not looking through phones. I'm just not. I learned my lesson the hard way. And Imaj knows I learned my lesson the real hard way. So I'm not going through nothing. Sit. I don't trust you. That's just like I'm not even going to keep you around. Because I don't trust you.
Right, Taylor.
That's just straight like that. Like, I'm not keeping you. I don't trust you. I'm not running behind you, checking your social media, going to your phone. I'm not doing none of that. I learned my lesson the first time. It's a wrap. If I feel at any point I feel like I don't trust you, why am I with you? I don't need to be with you. So, therefore, that means that I need to be with somebody else.
Very good. Good situation. So, Dre, what you think?
You stupid.
Damn.
It is.
See, that's that ignorance. I can't.
It's stupid.
Okay, can you please expand on that stupid?
Yeah.
It's dumb, man, because every, y'all, like, she sit there saying that she learned a lesson the hard way, but she still goes to do something for God. That's what a woman's supposed to do. And you're going to do it, hands down.
I ain't never done
that. When you see him on the phone, and he's doing too much laughing and too much grinning, and his eyes are getting real excited. You're going to want to know what the hell he's doing or who he's talking to and what's getting him all jittery. And know when he put the phone down, if it ain't locked, you're going through it.
No.
That's not true.
I will not agree with that. I have never gone through a man's phone.
Because you ain't got a boyfriend.
No. And it doesn't matter if she has a boyfriend or not. But I'm gonna stick a pin real quick and just say this. Insecure women go through men's phone. Ain't nobody got time to be going through email. Like, if you are insecure, you don't need to be in a relationship. If I'm secure and I know I'm putting my shit down and I'm doing what I need to be doing, I'm not going through no nigga phone for what? For what?
Because you still gonna do it regardless. Because women can't stand to see a man happy. Y'all can't stand to see somebody. Y'all can't stand to see somebody flirting with a dude.
Let me tell you something. Oh my goodness! Maybe those bubblegum popcorn girls you've been dealing with.
Damn.
Who the bitch?
Them bubblegum popcorn girls you've been dealing with. Maybe they do that with you, but me, I am a grown ass woman who is secure in my ability to take care of my man. So, therefore, I'm not going to spend time, because I got other stuff to do, to be going through his phone. I don't care if it's unlocked or not. If he gets, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Because I am secure. Insecure women and insecure men have to fact find. They have to go looking for stuff because they feel some kind of way about it. You know what I'm saying? And like Taylor said, if I'm in a relationship where I can't trust a person enough to not want to go through their phone, then I don't need to even be with them. But what? That's too much of a headache. That's too much of a hassle. We're trying to live out here. We got to worry about whether or not Donald Trump is going to be our next president. We're trying to figure out where we're going to get our next meal from. You feel me? I don't have time for all that other stuff. That's all I'm saying. That's my opinion.
Okay. Awesome stuff. So what I was saying was I don't go through nobody's phone, and just because I ain't got no man don't mean I have to go through people's phones.
And I've been in situations where they'll say, "Hey, look at my phone." They're not so secretive and keeping stuff away from me. Like, they'll say, "Hey, look at this. Look at this."
Right, exactly.
You see what this chick said to me? And we sit there and we giggle about it because that's what we do.
Right.
So, I don't have a problem showing my phone, but I need you to understand that some stuff in my phone reflects that I'm single. So, don't you get mad, because that was probably there before you, and if you decided to leave tomorrow, it's going to be there after you. So if we don't trust each other, like, if I get into a relationship with you, you can trust me. I'm not going to be out here acting like boo-boo the dang on fool.
Right.
I'm not going to be inappropriate. Now, yes, I may flirt, but I ain't going to flirt to the point where they think they're going to jump in my inbox or anything.
Right.
So I know how to act when I'm in a relationship. I know how to have good sense. While others may not. And when I say we sit back and giggle, it even went to one of my free advice Friday posts about Lucy with the good hair. Because it was a conversation that me and my homegirl were having yesterday, and Lucy, you know, not Becky, but Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Lucy.
Wants to piggyback on Facebook posts and like stuff because this one particular guy has liked something on my friend's page. Well, Lucy got that business today for Free Advice Friday. I just stop. If your lane is your lane, Lucy, stay in it.
Right.
You know, and we won't have this type of problem. Like, she's no secret. My friend knows about her. You're not a secret to the world. You may be a secret to him because he doesn't want to present you to the world. But please believe that the chick that he is dealing with knows about you. Especially if she feels like this bitch ain't no competition. She ain't nobody. Yeah, he done told me about her. Okay? And, boy, keep it moving, because your name is Lucy.
Is her name really Lucy?
Yes.
Are you serious? Like, Lucy from the Peanuts?
Yeah, Lucy. My mama. Oh, yeah, I didn't make Lucy with the good hair up today. She's a real person.
Lucy with the good hair, girl. I can't. I thought
Lucy
you was just like being polite.
I wasn't being funny. I was being for real.
Okay.
Lucy with the
All right, go ahead. Finish the story, girl.
So Lucy probably got in her feelings because my friend did share it on her page today, and Lucy probably got real deep into her feelings. And guess what, Lucy? We still sitting back to the one and giggling. Shut up, get somewhere. So, yeah, and so in certain situations, there's no need to go through your mate's phone. If you all have that relationship that you all share everything anyway, you probably already know what's in that phone.
Exactly.
So, you ain't going to tell me nothing I don't already know.
Right. And Imaj, I'll go one further to say that if you and your man got that good relationship, and y'all really, you know what I'm saying, y'all like best friends, and y'all like, you know what I'm saying, guess what, this is what's going on, he going to be like, babe, check this out, you know what I'm saying, this is what's going down, you know what I'm saying, and then he going to say, in a situation, like, let me just give an example, my ex and I, there was a situation where a chick tried to, like, front front. Like, she was trying to make, we was out, you know, out and about, and she tried to, like, make this remark kind of like that she was, like, messing around with him or tried to make it like he was a dog. So, at that point, I know the situation. I know, I didn't see the messages that you're sending. So I know you thirsty. You thirsty than a mug. You know what I'm saying, Becky? And so I checked her.
Lemonade.
Becky got checked. No, Becky, yeah, honey. Becky had to get checked. So, you know.
See?
Okay, go. Sorry.
With the thing, yeah. We know about Becky. We know. We, I don't think that we don't know about you. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of times we're not going to be the one to comment and say anything. We're going to sit back and watch the others try to stake claim. And you're like, oh, look at this. Look at this. Look at this silly heifer. Look at her. Look at like boo-boo the fool. That's okay. All right. You know, so it's definitely a trust factor. You got to trust me. And I gotta trust you that we ain't out here doing stupid stuff.
Right.
I think that's what it runs into. Maybe the females that Dre run into, they don't trust him. And they feel like,
well,
they,
I mean, it ain't just me. Y'all be saying this damn.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, he ratchet as hell, so he only here with ratchet.
Ain't nobody ratchet on here but you. You the only ratchet
on the show.
I'm not
ratchet, honey.
Whatever.
I'm drinking my wine. But
exactly. So yeah, you only date them. You only date them ratchet. So of course you're gonna run into
this damn project. I don't deal with project with ratchet.
No. They don't have to live in a project and be hood rats to be
ratchet. I don't fool with ratchetness. I don't need fool with ratchetness.
Baby, listen. Look at Linda. I'm going to tell you this now. I know more than you think I do. So we're going to leave it at that, and we're going to move on. Okay? Okay.
Whatever.
Y'all done? Y'all finished?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, as another piece of privacy in the situation is when y'all there by yourself, are you going through things? Are you looking in that drawer? Are you leaving stuff just to know that you're staking your claim? Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Like I said, I learned my lesson. So, yeah, I used to, go all through his shit. Nope. Because I found what I was looking for. So I will not. And whoever is texting, my goodness, okay?
Is what?
Whoever is texting, really? I'm going to need for you to stop with the boop.
Sorry, I was told, okay, sidebar. I was checking on my coworker because she broke her wrist today. So I was checking on my coworker and she was just texting me back. So I ain't doing no bad text at this point right now in the evening, but I was checking on my coworkers.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm having a hard time kind of hearing because my connection is bad. I don't know why.
But she was talking about me texting while on the show. But I was checking on my coworker because she broke her wrist today. I don't want to check on her. Okay, so I just did my last text, which I'm not going to talk. I ain't going to text her no more. But, so, you know what? I just notice things. I don't have to go through anything to know that something is out of place. That is just me. I just know my surroundings well enough. And the reason why I've never gone through anything is because stuff is always just dropped into my lap. Like, I didn't go look for it. It just decided that it wanted to show up on my doorstep today.
Oh, wow.
And then, now I have to question what's going on. And I'm going to give an opportunity for you to go ahead and tell me. Tell me about Lucy. Tell me about Becky. Tell me about Shaquanisha. Tell me about her. Because my first question to you is going to be, does she have a fat ass? That's what I need to know. Because I need a reason why this hoe decided to show up. Then I want to know why you ain't tell me about her. Because if she don't have no fat ass, why are you with her? Because y'all know I'm petty and shit. And I start for everything. Like, do the bitch got edges? Like, do she got good eyebrows? Was she raised properly? Do she got a girdle on?
Imaz, did you just say, do the bitch got edges? I came with you today.
Yes, that's what she said. She said, do the bitch got edges. And then she said, do the bitch wear a girdle?
Oh, Lord, did the bitch wear a girdle? Oh, no, the girdle? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? I came with you tonight. I need to take another shot. Hold on. I'm taking another shot.
I need to understand these things. I need to understand what is it about her that you decided to allow this broad to enter into my space. So I need to know. So, but I didn't go look for it. Somebody brought it to my attention. If I don't know about it, it really doesn't bother me. But when you start presenting stuff and situations start presenting itself, or you decide that you want to invade my dreams with some bullshit, then I got questions and some concerns. I'm not going to go look for it. I'm coming straight to the horse's mouth, and I need to understand what the horse saw and what the horse sees. That's all I need to know. I'm a cool person. I'm not even going to get mad. I ain't going to get mad until some shit pop off and she decides she want to come for me. Now, before you come for me, you better make sure everything about you is intact. And I mean everything about you is intact. You better have you better go to see schooling and get your eyebrows arched every 2 weeks, and that shit better be arched all the way to the gods. Because if you come for me and they not, I'm snatching what little bit you got left.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Did you just say I'm snatching what little bit you got left?
Yes, that's what she said. That's another shot.
I gotta take another shot. Hold on. Oh, Lord.
You're going to be drinking all night with me. Come on,
man. Hey, Maz, you're going to have me drunk tonight, like real drunk tonight. Yep. I try not to get too wasted on the air, but you're going to have me real wasted right now.
Yeah. Well, did we just talk that we were taking shots every time I decided to talk about somebody's ex? Because, honey, you're going to be drunk as a skunk.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm going to be drunk as a skunk, honey. I'm going to be over here in the gutter. Lord Jesus, help me.
Just laying down, sleep.
I have a question. What does the girdle have to do with anything?
Well, does she take?
She can't be looking. She can't be looking like she can't be looking like an ice cream, a Mr. Softy ice cream cone or a Dairy Queen ice cream cone. She has to be looking. You know, she has to like.
I say she looks like a busted can of beef.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there. But that's what the girl got to do. Well, what she look like? Like, what do she present herself well? Like, you know, if she don't present herself well, why are you talking to her? You know, like, and this kind of goes into the next situation where are you representing your mate at all times? Because you have to think about it. When you go out and you're not with your mate, are you are a reflection of your situation. are you representing your mate properly? Like, here's an example. So, y'all know my mama is funny. She's hilarious. Love her to death. She's so funny. She had some friends over. They was drinking. And one of the ladies was, like, drunk, like real-life drunk. And she was talking about how her husband is this, her husband is that. But even though you are in a privacy of someone else's home, you shouldn't be acting upon drunken fool. You know, like, you shouldn't be acting like this. How do you act when, like, if it's a charity event? Do you get drunk at the charity event?
No, absolutely
like,
not.
Do you show your ass, like, do you twerk on the pastor's, twerk on the first lady? Like, what is wrong with you? So, that leads me into, do you feel like you should be a representative of your mate? As, you know, even though y'all may not be in the same space, should you always be a representative of your mate?
I'll go first. I definitely think that you should be, just because, again, you don't know everyone that your mate knows. And as for me, I live in a small, like, my town is real small. So everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody we run with knows everybody. So, yeah, at a certain point when I do go out, it's like, yeah, I'm a representative of him. I have to be, whether I'm with my friends or whether I'm not. Even when I'm taking my daughter to school, like, we're still a reflection of him. Like, I'm not going to purposely go out in the street and make him look bad, just like he's on purpose not going to go out in the street and have me looking crazy.
Okay. Next up on the block. Okay. Nick?
I think Medisa then passed out. I think it's over for us.
Let me make sure she's still on the line. Wait a minute. Oh, her line dropped. Dre?
Right. Yeah.
It's a freaking lawsuit.
I'm always representing for my woman. I know how to act my own brother.
You know what?
Somebody's radio is really loud.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think I know how to act. I know how to be this person. Because, you know, like, even when it comes down to clothing-wise, like, I'm not going to be out showing all my ass knowing I got a man at home. I'm not going to be acting that plum donkey fool that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've always had that about me. I'm like, okay, I have to represent who we are. You don't want me sitting around looking like who shot John and whatnot. That's why I don't understand how females can go out and have bonnets on their head and they man in the car with them. What, bitch, where? What they do with that? You know?
No, I absolutely agree. And I also think that as that person's significant other, like, when they leaving out of the house and you see something a little off, hey, look, I don't like the way that looks. Like, when I'm out with my friends, I look completely different than when I'm out with my man. And I don't dress like when I go out with my friends. I don't look like how I look when I go out with my man. It's two totally different things. And you're not going to catch me out, you know, looking like, you know, I got like a piece of clothing on while I'm not with him. Like, I'm not going to do that. And I know that, you know, sometimes I get flack for it, but, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I'm just not that type of person. Like, that's not me. Like, y'all have to look however y'all look. That's fine. As long as you look like, you know what I'm saying, you look put together, that's fine. You wear whatever you want to wear. But me, because I know the type of dude that I deal with, I'm not about that life. I'm just not. And they just be outside looking like they need to be on somebody's pole. And I just be like, wow, and your man was cool with that? Okay.
Well, some people, they may not see them. They may not even see themselves in the mirror. So it just, but what, like I had someone say, even when it comes down to friendships, you are a direct reflection of your friends.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're not about to look crazy with me. No reason to check you at the door.
Exactly.
So, but it always be the ones, them girls that be in a relationship, honey. Ain't no people in a relationship. Believe me. It's just that look like who shot John. But, yep. But that's how that kind of goes. Like, it's just like you can't do that. I'm not. Like, you can be sassy and classy with something, you know, that may reveal a little bit of something about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't. Like, I've always, if you notice any of these dresses that I may wear, yeah, my legs are showing, but my top, my boobs are really that out. Now, this last birthday dress, I couldn't help it because it was just cut that way. But normally, you know, if I have my legs out, my boobs are not showing. But if my legs are covered, my shirt may be a little low cut.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about how you present yourself and you care about yourself in the first place. I think. Now, let me ask this. Would you allow your mate to dress you? Like, would you be okay if he said, nah, I don't want you to wear that?
Yeah, I would let him dress me. He has dressed me before. Yeah, I would. I wouldn't feel like as long as it came from a place of, hey, you know, I kind of like this on you, as opposed to being an asshole about it. Yeah, I wouldn't feel no type of way about it. But when you start to, when you cross the line and you like, fuck is you got on, go take that, like something like that, then yeah, I would feel some type of way about it. But other than that, I'd be cool with it. No, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. Dre, would you let your mate date dress you?
No.
But you
no.
should. I'm serious, you should. At least one time. Just let
nope.
her dress you.
No. Because I know how to dress. I'm fly, but I wear. Ain't no woman about to be kicking out my
clothes. What? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I dress good the way I dress. Ain't no woman going to be kicking out my clothes.
Oh, okay.
I'm too grown for all of that.
Okay.
That's like a man trying to tell a woman what to wear. Can't do that.
I don't know. I think he could. Like, if he has a fashion sense and he knows what, you know, he likes on you, what, you know, what brings out certain features of you, I don't see the problem with it.
I have never had a man tell me what to wear. I can say that I recently just even allowed somebody to be like, oh, I really like these shoes on you. What? I didn't ask you about my shoes because my shoe game is already what it is. But I thank you, but please believe it. I don't need it. You know, I do pretty good to dress myself. I think I do pretty darn good. So I've never had a man dress me. And whatnot. I've never experienced that. And I've also never really had someone ask me, what the fuck you got on? I don't know that. Mm-mm. And Medisa is having phone issues because her line keeps dropping. So hopefully whatever's going on will fix itself. But yeah, I don't.
Jeez.
Are you on, honey?
Huh?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm having technical difficulties with my phone. I'm about to call Verizon and go off. They got the best service, but not tonight. I think it's because it's all windy and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. No, seriously, I'm having trouble like connecting and hearing. Like it keeps like it's weird. I get these weird noises. I'm sorry.
What kind of noises?
Noises. I'm just saying. No, it's like, you know how like when you on the internet and you're trying to like load a page and it keeps like clicking back. It's kind of like that on my phone.
Oh.
That's what happens when you move by the mountains. I think that's what it is. I didn't have this problem before. These mountains be causing issues. Like they in my backyard. I don't know.
You get to see the sunset and rise.
I can't. What'd you say? I can't even hardly hear you.
Okay, I'm a translate it. He said, can you see the sunrise and the sunset?
Absolutely. It's beautiful. It's across the street, though. But I still see it. It's right across the street.
Well, what we're talking about, being a representative of your mate, and would you allow your mate, on her phone has dropped again, okay? Well.
Mm-hmm.
right? Okay, y'all gonna make me cut this short with this fool.
Oh. Are we okay?
Slightly annoyed, but I'll be all right.
Why are you annoyed?
Because the sound of your voice is bothering her.
Nope. But it's okay. It's cool. It's absolutely all right. Okay, let's see. We're going to try something different. Give me 1 second while I try to figure out how to get Medisa back on the phone line. So we're just going to we're just going to play a song really quick. Okay.
Where the hell is that girl?
They don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this, scrolling through your call list? I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it
fabulous.
Something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the case, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you, but y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Missing say, hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like
hello?
I love
hello?
You.
Hello?
Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you.
Okay, I think that we were able to get my music on the line. All right, so I think I got you back on the line. I think so.
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I don't know what's going on. Hello, hello, hello.
I can't hear.
I can't hear. Like, it's crazy. I can barely hear. It's like crazy.
Hello, hello. Maybe that's better. Hello.
You can hear.
Yes.
Fine.
Okay.
So, I was saying that dropped off, I was talking about being a representative of our mate when it comes down to certain things. Would you ever let me question?
Would I ever what? Say that one more time.
Would you let your mate dress you going out?
Would I let him? See, oh my God, this is awful. I can't, I like, it's all breaking up. It's like interference, like, I don't know. This is bothering me. Like, I hear background noise, but I don't hear, like, any. Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. I wouldn't. Because of the simple fact that, like, if I'm going to wear, I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I'm going to wear what's comfortable for me and what I feel looks good for me. And if you have to dress me, that's a control issue. That's a control issue. Because if you want, you know, everybody wants, this is my thing. Everybody wants a mate that looks good to somebody else. Don't nobody want nobody that don't look good to nobody else. You know what I mean? So my thing is, if I'm not going to let you, you know what I'm saying, tell me what I can and can't wear, I'm going to wear what's comfortable for me, what I think looks good. You know what I mean? If you are secure enough in our relationship, you know that I'm coming home with you, so it don't matter what I wear. Whether I wear some, you know what I'm saying, some booty shorts and some, you know what I'm saying, some knee-high or some thigh-high boots, then a halter top. You know what I'm saying? Whether I do that or whether I wear a nice little elegant little dress that's fitting, you know? That's how I look at that.
Well, I definitely understand because I ain't about to look stupid either, and you won't have me looking crazy because if
you think about it, some men, if it was their prerogative, if they could dress us, they would have us walking out the house looking like nuns. Like, no, I mean, I feel like this. People have issues when they think, oh, she's showing her butt or she's showing her boobs and blah blah. If God gave me these things. You know what I'm saying? It's enough pressure being a bigger girl in society. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't even make stuff and ads for you. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to be funny. They're trying to make you feel some kind of way about the size that you are. I'm saying, and my thing is, what about being confident in yourself? You know what I'm saying? And feeling good about no matter what size you are. Whether I'm a size 12 or a size 22, it doesn't matter. Because I walk out the house and my mentality is I'm the best thing walking. That's how I feel. I don't need anybody to validate me. So I feel like if a man feels like he has to come in and be like, oh, you're going to wear this and you're going to wear that, and I don't want you to do that. No, I'm not doing that. Now, as long as I ain't walking out the house looking like Boo Boo the Fool and looking crazy and not matching and stuff like that, then you need to sit down and have two seats because at this point, I'm going to look good. You should be glad that you have me on your arm because if you're looking good, I'm going to be glad that I got you on mine.
That's why I'm asking. Like, I should be your best accessory, like, at any given moment.
Right.
So I think that's why you don't catch me stepping outside looking crazy, because I just can't look crazy. That's just not me.
Right.
It's not a part of my personality. It's not a part of my makeup. Is not anything. I can make the simplest thing look good. Like, it just doesn't.
Right.
You don't have to.
Right.
Hell.
And you know what? You know, another thing. Right. And you know, another thing I was thinking too, it's like, I always look at it like, it's really difficult. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you, like, you know the pictures that I posted. Like, I literally, in the last 9 months, I've gained like 20 pounds. And that's because I've been inactive. And so, you know what I'm saying, society will have you think that, oh, because you are a bigger girl, you got a little stomach and your stomach is not flat and shit, that you funny looking. You know what I'm saying? Like that post with that girl who went viral when she went to the prom, where people was dogging that girl. Like, no, why is that acceptable? Like, people need to get their life together. Because my thing is, if you are comfortable in your skin, everybody's not made to be a size 2. You know what I'm saying? It's not in my makeup to be a size 2. It's not in my makeup to not have no hips. It's not in my makeup to not have no booty. I'm going to have booty, hips, thighs, and all that. And I may have a little bit of gut, but that's okay. You know what I mean? And I think people just, overreact when it comes to stuff like that. Like, why can't you be comfortable in who you are? And if you're in a relationship and your mate feels some kind of way because you gain a little weight, and they having issues, and they, you know, no, I'm not gonna let you dress me. I'm not gonna let you make me feel like I'm inferior because I got a little bit more extra roles here and there. No, you know what I'm saying? Why is it that that's acceptable? Like, men want us to accept them any kind of way. If they get a beer belly, if they walking around looking like, you know what I'm saying, Bubba or whoever, then they want us to accept them. But why can't you accept them?
She said Bubba.
I'm just saying it's a control. I think it's a, I'm serious. I'm saying it's a control issue. And I'm not going to be controlled by anyone. You know what I'm saying? Period, point blank. So in relationships, you know what I'm saying, people need to just chill. Like, sit down, allow your person to be who they are, because it's something about them that you wanted to be with them for. You know what I mean? If you can't accept me for the good, the bad, and the ugly, then I don't need to be with you. It's like full circle. People, like, I see people every day who are like, oh, my God, I'm going crazy. My man thinks I'm this way. I don't care. Like, why are you so worried about that? You know what I'm saying? Because if he loves you and he's with you for the right reasons, and, you know what I'm saying, all that extra stuff, like, we make relationships very different, and they don't have to be. You know what I mean? They don't have to be. You know what I mean? And it pisses me off because it's like you have to kind of walk this, like, straight and fine line in some relationships. And I'm not going to be controlled by anyone. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's why, you know, I keep being single. Because I'm not going to be controlled. Like, I'm going to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? If I'm with you, I'm with you. I'm not going to let you go through my phone. I'm not going to be letting you do all this extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let you dress me. I'm going to walk out the house, and I'm going to look like I want to look. And you don't have to be okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Is that wrong? You know what I mean? I just feel like it's, on some level, it makes me feel like it's wrong to have to take a stand for yourself and what you want to be in a relationship.
Yeah. I agree. Like, you're not going to, you can't control these things. We're all adults in this situation. So why do you feel the need that you have to control different aspects of life? That's, you
exactly.
Know, I told you that I've been in a situation where, like, oh, I'm concerned of this, that, and the third about you. Okay, and so what? If it don't affect
right.
you and it, anything happens for you, then you don't be concerned about it. That's why a lot of adults don't know how to mind their own damn business.
Absolutely. I'm with you there, though.
If it doesn't concern you and your person, I don't care. Like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about what someone else may be going through. Don't be like, oh, this is my relationship goal. So you don't know what the fuck is going on in that person's relationship. You don't know what's going on with that person. So you need to mind your own business and stay in your lane.
Exactly. Sit your ass down somewhere. Okay. Have two seats, please.
Mm-mm. Two? No. 1,000? Yes.
Taylor, you what's going on?
That nut job. She said have 1,000 feet. She's a
1,000, honey. But Taylor, you know what? My observation of you is that you are a lightweight gangster. I'm not meaning it like you soft. I mean that you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of like chill. But you the person that, like, when ain't nobody thinking, you know what I'm saying, that you going to roll up on them, you'll roll up on them.
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy as hell. Yeah, uh-huh.
I know you are.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Show out real quick.
Hell, it is what it is.
I don't know what type of gangster I am, because I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care about nobody's life, feelings, or whatever else. If it don't concern me, I don't get my feathers ruffled because of some shit you did.
Right.
The fuck? Like, what you eat don't make me shit. So why ain't going to...
Girl, my life is over right now. I can't stop laughing. You crazy.
What? Y'all ain't never heard that before? Please, whatever.
Iman, you are so fucking crazy. No, you are like, I love y'all. Y'all are, I think we was like supposed to be sisters and shit in the before life.
It's just not part of my makeup, you know. I'm not about to. That's, I think I posted something earlier last week that said, some of y'all, I sit around and I mind my business. Some of you all need to follow into that shit because you don't mind your own business. You don't do it. What relationship has, if you're not married to that man or to that woman, why are you putting your nose in their business?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck if she's out here showing all her ass. You are not the person. Just because she may be your brother's wife, that's not your marriage. That's not your situation. You sleep around your own goddamn front door before you go sleep around somebody else's. That's just how I feel about anything. Like, I see a lot of stuff going on every day, but I don't talk about everything that I see. Now, on Free Advice Friday, I may give you a screenshot of what I'm going through and what I see, but you don't know. I'm just making an observation. And it's too many people right now crossing into motherfucking lanes they don't need to be in. Because your ass is about to get hit with a motherfucking car coming to this goddamn lane.
All right, then.
So, that's how I'm going to see it. That's just me. And whatever.
So, yeah. Yep.
I holler.
Hello. Can you guys hear me? I'm hating Verizon right now. Like, I'm starting to think that T-Mobile and Sprint is right. I gotta go in my closet to get reception. How backwards is that?
Wow. But yeah. That's a part of this. So, another privacy thing when it comes to this whole relationship thing, how much do you feel that your relationship status matters on Facebook, or you going and spilling your life to Facebook?
Oh my God. So I was one of those people, because I realized, and I didn't know it, I thought I was a little bit more mature in the area, because I felt like I needed to have somebody know, oh, this is my man. But when you put yourself out there like that, I'm not saying like when you're dating, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's different when you're married to somebody. But when you're in a relationship, I feel like, you know, having that whole, oh, this is my man, I'm in a relationship with such and such and so-and-so on Facebook, I think that just kind of opens you up to a whole lot of foolishness. Because as soon as I had changed my relationship status and put that I was in a relationship with this person, and there was just this onslaught of people being ignorant. You know how some females, and even males, you know what I'm saying, like, they can't understand and they can't get the fact that it's over. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a good time. We did what we did, but it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? So let's move on. So that's when you set yourself up, because all those inboxes start coming. You know what I'm saying? All these random people that, oh, I was just messing around with this person. Or, you know what I'm saying? And so now at this point, it's like, I don't need to tell anybody I'm in a relationship on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That's none of nobody's business. Now, when I'm got a when I have a husband and I'm married to this person, that's a totally different ballgame. You know what I'm saying? Because relationships, whether you know, when you're in a relationship, whether you're just dating casually or you're in an exclusive relationship, it's not actually a relationship. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? As far as, like, in the law eyes, you can't say, oh, I'm in a relationship with him for 6 months, and so we broke up, so I need to get my, you know, he needs to pay me spousal support. No, you don't have any options because you're not married. In the eyes of the law, you only have certain rights and responsibilities when you are a married person. You know what I mean? So I just think sometimes disclosing that relationship when it's not a marriage, it kind of opens you up to a whole lot of stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I learned the hard way because I was all about that whole, ooh, I want to change my relationship status and, you know, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And at the time, I thought that he was trying to be sneaky. It wasn't that he was trying to be sneaky. It was just more so, he already had foresight, you know what I'm saying? Because at that time, you know, really, the bitches come out the woodwork. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. When you put you in a relationship, you get your inbox starts blowing up. Oh, so when you with this person and when you with that person? Because people don't respect, unfortunately, they don't respect regular relationships. And I said respect. Yeah, I'm being petty right now. They don't respect dating relationships. You know what I'm saying? They just don't. That's just the truth of the matter. They don't. You know what I'm saying? And even, I never forget one time I was, like, in church and I was having, my pastor was preaching about relationships and stuff. And, you know, they say in the Bible, there ain't no dating. There ain't no boyfriend and girlfriend in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? It's marriage in the Bible. The Bible talks about how you're supposed to conduct yourself in a marriage. So some people think that because they're in a relationship, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. But technically, you know what I'm saying, you really can't get mad if somebody's off the chain and y'all just in a regular dating relationship. You know what I'm saying? And that just, it's an onslaught, you know what I'm saying, of people acting a fool. You know what I'm saying? And some relationships, regardless of how strong you think they are on the surface, they cannot sustain that onslaught from the haters because you know the haters is coming out.
I definitely agree with that. I did it too. Like, when I first got my Facebook, yeah, I was in a relationship, and I used to, all of that. And it was like, at one point, we were friends on Facebook. And if I was feeling some type of way about something, I put it on Facebook, and he would see it. As opposed to just saying, I feel some type of way about X, Y, and Z. And it does open you up to a bunch of other stuff because I ended a friendship because of that. And I think that it's just, at this point, we don't do social media at all. Like, you got your friends, you got your followers, I got my friends, I got my followers, and we leave it at that. Sometimes I randomly come across something you post. Sometimes you randomly come across things I post. Whether or not you're cyberstalking me, I don't know. I'm not cyberstalking you. And we just leave it at that. Because it was something that I posted. I think I posted on, like, Instagram or, like, Tumblr. And it was, like, from years ago that he found. I was like, wow, like, you was trolling extra hard to find that. It was back when, matter of fact, it wasn't even years ago. I think it was, like, what was it, last year, year before last? Eggplant Friday?
Wow.
And then I think, yeah. R.I.P. Eggplant Friday. That was a sad time. That was sad. That was a sad moment. But what was it? It was a picture I posted of this guy. It was cock in the sock. And it was for it was supposed to bring awareness to what was it? It don't even matter. The point was, it was a whole bunch of men with their cocks and socks. and it was everywhere. And I posted a picture, and he found it. I was like, how the hell did you, like, you really had to go digging to find this picture? So, yeah, we don't do social media no more. Not at all.
For me, social media will always think I am single. Social media will always think I am broke, and I don't have any money to bring. That's what they
girl.
They ain't never gonna know. That's why.
Right.
You know, if you know who the man in the suit is, that means you're a little close to me because you know who he is.
Right.
If you don't
right.
know who he is, you probably done tried to figure out who the fuck he is, but you ain't never gonna figure out who he is.
Right. You know, at the end of the day, people just need to mind their business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of this. It's a lot of meddling going on, and I just feel like it's just too much.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I don't know if you ladies are this way, but am I older? As I've gotten older, because yeah, I'm knocking on 40's back door, but you know, thank God I don't look like it. But,
wait, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Because all I heard was knocking and back door. I got confused.
Girl, I said, oh, Lord, no back door. I said, I'm knocking on 40's back door, but I don't look like it.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait,
but,
I'm
yeah,
trying
girl,
to figure out how we get from that to, all right.
Girl, I know. You thinking to yourself, oh, my God, this is Medisa. She's off the chain. But, no, I'm just saying, like, I mean, I will admit that when I was younger, I was so, like, I had all these little relationship things and, you know, these little, oh, it's supposed to be this way and it's supposed to be that way. But as I've gotten older, I've understood that, you know what I'm saying? The less that you are in the public eye, you know what I'm saying, the less that you open yourself up to foolishness, you know what I'm saying, the less you'll have to worry about that stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a, and it's sad that we are in a society where you have to be so private about things, but the truth of the matter is the haters are out in full force. You know what I'm saying? People
okay.
that are just miserable. Sadly, people are miserable. You got people that are just mad and angry, and they don't have any clue of how they're supposed to deal with that. Bitch, go to counseling. You know what I'm saying? Go to counseling. Talk to somebody. Because I don't want you to unleash your fury on me and mine. Because you got issues. And it's sad that we have to feel so kind of like in a box where it comes to like, expressing ourselves when it comes to our relationships and all those other things, you know. But there's always a hater, you know what I'm saying, somewhere lurking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like the other day, I'm going to tell you how bad it is. Like I got somebody stalking me and lurking, and I don't even know who this person is.
Oh.
But they petty, and they so stupid, they don't understand that every time you look at my author page, it tells me. These motherfuckers is on my page every day. Like, I mean, I'm like clockwork. Why are you doing that? I mean,
wow.
Are you trying to figure out who I am? Are you trying to figure out what I'm doing? Why the fuck are you so concerned with what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, live your life. Bitch, write a book. Write a journal. Write a poem. You know what I'm saying? Try to figure it out for your own self. Like, don't try to live vicariously through me. Because you can't. I'm like Tupac. You can't see me. Bitch, you can't see me.
Wow.
Okay, I have to admit, I've been drinking effing vodka for 50 cents. So I'm feeling it. So I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. Girl, effing for 50 cents, honey. And some sangria. But you know my life has been rough in the last, you know, 4 weeks. Y'all know the struggle has been real. So I just feel like I needed to relax today. That is all we got. Dre, are you judging me?
No.
Okay, don't judge me.
He don't need to because he just typed to drink Mad Dog 2020.
No, not the $3.99 Mad Dog 2020. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Dre, you drink that?
No, my taste is real expensive.
He lying. He drinks Fireball.
Oh, Fireball.
Fireball is the shit.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, Mad Dog 2020 Fireball, same shit.
No,
nah,
I'm gonna go to hell, Mad Dog. I ain't 19 no more.
Oh my God! You know, back in the day, Mad Dog used to get you lit, honey. I'm talking about like you be not even knowing what your name is after you done with that. Like that's that 500 liquor.
He's still drinking Cisco.
You don't even make
damn.
It.
Damn.
Why is somebody being cute in the background?
Oh, I got company too, so.
Huh.
My girls came to cheer me up today.
Oh.
Y'all know my story.
Mhm. And they let you loose with the S and vodka, girl. Don't finish.
Girl,
that
let. Girl, I can't. You know me. I'm a lightweight.
No,
I drink.
No, wine. I'm telling. Listen to me when I tell you. Don't you finish
okay,
that bottle? Don't you
okay,
do
Taylor.
It,
girl? Do whatever you like.
I know.
To find your life in the bottom of that bottle.
It's the cucumber kind. It's a cucumber kind. It's so cool because, you know, I'm a lightweight. I don't drink hard liquor. I can't function. I get to, like, you know, acting like I'm a whole
you
other person.
I'm a lightweight.
I am. Mm. I got an alter ego. I drink wine.
We drink hard liquor around here, honey. We take shots and shit.
Okay, I took like five of them, I think.
We get.
Okay, well, I just need y'all to come to Arizona. So let's come to Arizona and do an impromptu Arizona show. Let's do that.
We ready.
Come on,
man. We got to do a
got
plane.
Fire mask. She used her point. She used her point to pay $20 for an airfare round trip. She a baller.
What? That's
right?
Make my point.
Dre, don't be a hater all your life.
I'm trying
to save you from Taylor, but you be making it worse for me. Like, I can't help you if you acting a fool. Like, I'm trying to have your back, bruh. You know what I'm saying? But you just make it easy. You're an easy target. You just like, bow, bow, bow. Here we go.
I mean, he big enough.
Oh my
girl,
God.
That's taller than you.
Oh, I gotta go out.
He is taller. He's got 1 inch. He is 1 inch taller than me, and it's not even an inch where it counts.
I can't go nowhere in the United States without forever. So that's, I guess I got a traveling partner.
You do?
Yep.
Well, we need to make something happen.
I can't go nowhere in the United States without them.
That's fine. You know, my 40th is coming up. I'm aging myself, but I'm thinking Vegas, we can make it happen.
That'd be dope.
Now look at some Vegas.
What you
said? Yeah.
I love y'all. Y'all my people.
Let's talk about me being sleep deprived. I ain't had no sleep.
Oh, why are you sleep deprived? What you done been doing?
You ain't take no nap?
I can't, listen. Even if I get a nap, I feel like I need to stay asleep.
Where have you been going?
That feeling is mutual. I know that feeling all too well.
I feel like I've been needing to stay asleep. Like, I need to sleep, like, 12 hours.
It's because you turned 35.
It's because my ass ain't going to bed on time. 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's because you be up being a pimp.
Okay. Hey.
I didn't. So we pimping now? That's what we.
No, she got him an area code, honey. Imaj is a boss, honey. She got him an area code, honey.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I had no idea. You think you know somebody?
I ain't added nobody, no nothing. I ain't subtracted nobody. Oh, I have subtracted. Let me tell you.
It don't matter. You a boss. Like, come on now. Keep it real. You a boss, honey.
Well, don't tell nobody that I got secret powers and shit.
I'm sorry. Blame it on the S's vibe. I ain't do it.
I'm not drinking that. I am drinking Stella Rosa wine. But
well, I'm drinking Yellowtail Sangria Blanco and F and Vodka, and my life is over now.
I need you to stop drinking that shit.
I need my life again. This is over, right? I'm gonna put on my Kim Kardashian dress and walk out the house.
You said what now?
I'm gonna put on my Kim Kardashian dress and walk out the house.
I love it.
Funny. But yeah. I know when this show is over, I'm going to crawl into my bed, and I'm going to lay, my head is going to hit that pillow like a rock. I'm sleepy.
I got to eat tacos. We having a post-Cinco de Mayo because my girl couldn't. She had to work today, so we couldn't do Cinco de Mayo yesterday, so we doing Cinco de Mayo tacos and everything. Taco Tuesday on the Friday.
That's funny. We had tacos at my house, too.
You did?
We had tacos today, too. Mm-hmm.
I had enchiladas yesterday on Cinco de Mayo. I hung out with my Mexican friends and we drank and we ate and I ain't get no sleep. So yeah. I'm literally functioning maybe off of 4 hours of sleep. Yeah, I'm not.
Oh my God. I know the struggle
and
is real.
That's what it is.
Where Dre go?
So,
Dre, where you at?
You still on the phone line?
What you tipping on over there?
I'm hearing Beyonce in the background. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
All I hear is slow down. I don't love you like I love you. Slow down.
Dre, what you tipping on over there?
I told you Mad Dog 2020 in Cisco.
Nope. I'm not drinking nothing. I'm drinking Mountain Dew eating Lemonheads.
And he got an old English somewhere.
Oh, Lord, not the old E. Taylor. You went back. Oh, Lord.
Ain't nobody drinking that shit.
O.E. is premium malt liquor. Oh, how about that St. Ives, though? Remember that?
Okay.
Remember that? Come out with the St. Ives with the flavors.
Yes.
Girl, I used to be so bad. I was young, too, honey.
I ain't never had that shit. What in the world?
That damn St. Ives with the damn flavor. That shit was like a cool. Like a cooler. It was great, though.
Nah, I remember sneaking a wine cooler at the family reunion one time. I drank that whole thing. Girl, I was lit.
Girl, lit like a
lit. I was lit. And my mama called me, and I was standing there the whole time she was talking to me. I was just a giggling.
Wow.
Just a giggling.
Yeah, no. I have drank wine coolers. I don't know if they still make wine coolers because I don't want
they do.
Wine coolers. But I feel like this right now. If I feel like if I see a grown person, if we had a grown folk cookout party and I see somebody roll up with some bottles and drinks, I'm sending their ass back to the store to get some real
shit. Some what?
Bottles and drinks, the shit, though. Them motherfuckers are good.
Why is you sitting around drinking bottles and James?
Wait, what? What the hell?
They good.
Please don't tell nobody else. That's like somebody really sitting around drinking them Seagram breezes. That's a dollar at Walmart.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly what that is. I ain't drinking that shit. I'm going to need you to go to the liquor store and get me some liquor. Or please do not bring me no grocery store wine. My body don't feel right when I drink it. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm that person. I got to have what my stomach can allow. And
mm-hmm.
It's definitely not
cheap. No.
Nope. Oh, my God. Really?
Excuse me.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you still doing a mic check over there?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Mic check, one, two, three. Yes, we can hear you. Oh, it looks like her phone line dropped again. Well, the time has come to say goodbye to all my Negro friends. So, next week, we will be back here, same time, same place. Different shenanigans. Yeah. You hoes, keep it in your lane.
I'm not. I'm about to go to the club.
You about to go to the club? Who do you think you
are? Yeah. I'm about to slide Word? Right up in each other.
Word? You going to the club without me?
He going to the club with you.
You want to the club without me, Dre?
Basically.
Oh, F your life. Up and down. You ain't telling me you was going to, you know what? That's all right, paying the bill. I got you. Mm-hmm. Even if real stank on this day, that's okay. That's all right. It's all right with your life. Mm-hmm. You don't need me before I need you. Yep, just acting all out of pocket, going to the club. You must be going with your homeboy, Ernest.
Nope, he ain't going.
Oh, so you ride dolo from state to state. Oh,
basically,
yes.
The white pants say they're going to be there, so.
Oh, Lord. Oh, so now you hanging with white pants?
Whitey.
You hanging with Mr. Whitehead?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. Mhm. Yep. That's fine. I better not see you in the street.
I ain't paying to get
in.
Ain't my fault. I'm going. I ain't paying to get in.
Oh. Ew. Why you ain't got to pay?
I don't know. They said somebody. I can't stand when adults be like, I don't know.
Say, what?
Well,
you went to the day party?
No, I didn't go to the day party because I thought it was going to rain.
Okay. All right. Have a good time. Be safe.
Nope. He's like, I ain't talking to nobody. I ain't talking to anybody.
Shut up.
He's like, I'm just like, you know, my most little dog is coming in. Hi. Maybe if mommy's here, you'll say hi. Come here, you're so cute. He's like, I don't want no part of that.
It's okay, it's okay. All right, well, you have fun. Enjoy yourself. Don't get in no trouble. Don't get in no fight. I'm being my best, Lee. Don't call me because I ain't picking up.
Okay.
Yum, yum. That you want to go by your motherfucking self. You on your motherfucking own. All right, good people. We shall talk again come next week with a different topic and different shenanigans.
Absolutely.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.